Rudy in the morning.
It's not how old he is. It's how classy he is.
8:11 on the Moody of the Morning Show. It is Thursday, November 30th, 2017. Last day of the month is in the blocks and rolling. And it's time for the Wow Factor. In the house with us this morning from St. Joe today, always with a bazillion things to do. And boy, never more so than this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and invoke a maybe Zapel from St. Joseph today. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm excellent. Man, oh man, we got to gear up big time this weekend, huh?
Take your vitamin C and get some sleep today because it is on for the weekend.
Amen.
So tonight, no, Thursday, November 30th, Watermark Brewing has a dollar off their wine. So our friends at Watermark are doing everything, beer, wine, whatever you need. Sister Lakes Brewing has team trivia at 7 p.m. tonight. St. Joseph Public Library has their Scrabble Club at 5:30 and their Euchre Club at 6 p.m. Bistro on the Boulevard has $5 martini night tonight. The Buck Burgers and Brew has live music tonight, Friday, Saturday, all weekend long. Olive Cart has online holiday gift sale, their $20 cash card with a $50 purchase, $25 cash card with a $100 purchase. Lazy Ballerina Winery has wine and paint night in Bridgman at their new location there from 5:30 to 8:30. Krazzle Art Center today has soups on from 11:30 to 1 p.m. The Livery has community paint night from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Boulevard Inn the Bistro have great happenings with all sorts of different holiday specials for your holiday gatherings. The Bistro actually has a demonstration class with Chef Cheyenne from 6 to 8:30 at the Martin School of Cooking. And Silver Beach Carousel has Family Fun Night, and it's How the Grinch Stole Christmas from 4 to 8:30.
Will the Grinch be there?
I hope so. I bet he will. If I know those folks down there, they're going to have him. And then tomorrow is a really exciting night for St. Joseph today and for our whole community. It starts at 6 o'clock with the St. Joe High School Choir singing on the Bluff, carols and all sorts of beautiful songs, and that leads right into the Light Up the Bluff at 6:30 p.m. That wonderful event is with the help of the St. Joe Improvement Association, so we're so grateful for all their support for that. The Public Works Department of the City of St. Joe and all the staff at the City of St. Joe put on an amazing display. Over a million lights.
I think we need to get our friend Susan Solden to go down and count them and tag each one of them. Put a tag on every light to make sure we have a million.
Pat, if you ask Susan, you know she's going to do it.
Oh, she would. She's going to get right to it. She'd be out there, yeah.
She's going to give it to you, the number and more. It's just such a beautiful evening. So that starts at 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock, we have live mannequins, which is amazing. We've got over 40 storefronts that are participating this year. The theme is literature. So as you walk down State Street, the roads are blocked off, so it's great for your family and kids. It's very safe. There's all sorts of windows that will have everything from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to Alice in Wonderland to Kon-Tiki to Treasure Island, just waiting to show you how still they can be.
Exactly.
For 1 hour and a half.
It really is an amazing show.
It is. Yeah. It's such a cool event. And then the after party for live mannequins is at the Box Factory from 8:30 to 10. The judging will be done at that point. And at 9:45, they'll announce the winners. Are you a judge for that, Pat?
I am.
Yes, you are. There's no admission. It's free to the public. There's a cash bar. So go down, see the windows, and then come down and hear who gets the grand prize.
Amen.
Also on Friday, the Blue Moon Vintage Market is open for the weekend, which is super exciting. They've always got great stuff. The Howard Performing Arts Center has their Welcome Christmas Concert at 7 p.m. The Livery has live music at 9 p.m. featuring Freak Bass, which is going to be great. The Oak Ridge Baptist Church has Stay and Play Open Gym from 10 a.m. to noon tomorrow. Krazzle Art Center has Soups On again from 11:30 to 1. And Purely Michigan will be featuring free tastings of Virtue Cider, which is awesome. One of the highlights of Live Mannequin is the Cookie Walk that benefits Lori's Place, put on by Lakeland Health, and that will be at Puzzle Mental. So that's really an exciting way to get some great Christmas cookies.
Yeah.
And support some really great folks that help with lots of different things down at Lori's Place. On Saturday, St. Joseph today has the 19th annual Rain Dog Parade. Is your dog going to be in it?
Chuck is moving a little too slow. I'm afraid he'd be run over by the, he'll be down there probably as a spectator, but
sometimes it's good to know when to say when, right?
Exactly.
So you can register your dogs at the St. Joe Today Welcome Center at 301 State Street between 2 and 3:45. Then the parade is at 4 o'clock, and Santa brings up the end of the parade. Mm-hmm. And then we'll start taking all of your Christmas requests in his house right in front of, again, the St. Joe Today Welcome Center. Mm-hmm. Round Barn Winery has Sippin' with Santa at 1 p.m. on Saturday. The Howard Performing Arts has the Wind Symphony, the Andrews University Wind Symphony Holiday Concert at 8 p.m. There's a holiday open house at Bellanova Medical Spa at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Livery has live music featuring Midwestern Lull at 9 p.m. The Volunteer of Southwest Michigan organization has Festival of Trees from 6:30 to 10 p.m. And the second annual, it's another judging opportunity for you, Pat.
Yeah.
The Grand Mustachio Bashio at North Pier Brewing from 5:30 to 11 p.m. That event starts at 5:30. The judging happens at 7:15, and winners are announced at 7:15.
If I keep judging things, I'm going to have to start wearing a robe, I'm afraid.
You're just the judge. Just capital J. It's all you, Pat. But you'll be able to lead from the front with your mustache, right?
Show them how it's done. I'm not entered, but last year they tried to get me to shave it off.
Oh, Pat.
Seriously.
Don't do it.
They said, how long have you had that? I said, I don't know, about 40 years or so. And they said, well, you need to shave it off. And I said, no, not going to happen.
No, you just keep that thing right where it's at. It's perfect. Urban Garage Market has a holiday wreath sign class at 6 p.m. Animal Aid has a Christmas holiday open house at the St. Joseph Public Library. There's just so much to do and just a great weekend to start your holiday happenings. People can check it out at stjoetoday.com. We also have a great blog post for this weekend that will list so many of the different things you can do so you can kind of set your agenda for
the
weekend.
And they can find that on your website?
You betcha, at stjoetoday.com. They can also call us at the Welcome Center, 269-985-1111, or stop in and see us. We'd love to chat with anybody.
All right. Well, as you said at the opening, take your vitamin C, rest up, because it's going to be a whirlwind weekend. No question about that.
Isn't it?
All righty. Amy Zapel in the house, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Wow Factor for this Thursday morning, November 30th, 2017. Have yourself a great day.
Pat, thank you. You too. See you this weekend.